Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have another time this morning to practice morning revival.
Amen.
I'm so happy because even though I'm up here, I'm really just a learner just like you all. And so I'm happy that we have this next 5 days or so to just practice to touch the Lord in the morning. Now this morning we're on the procedures to fellowship with God. And these procedures is really just the way or some of the practices that we have to really touch God in the morning. But before we begin, I was just really impressed last night, that, you know, the appearing of the Lord in His second coming, right? The joy that we have there, we can have a foretaste of it every morning.
Amen.
You know, every morning when we come to the Lord and we come into His presence, we can really have His joy.
Amen.
You know, I was just touched, you know, I was just convicted. Oh, when was the last time I had the joy of the Lord in the morning? But, you know, hallelujah, we have these next 5 days to practice, right? To really touch the Lord in the morning. And so my point is on prayer, and I just want to give you some principles and some principles and some helps that I've experienced over the years on praying to the Lord in the morning. And the first thing I want to share is that the focus of our prayer should be to touch God. This word touch means to handle, to contact, to get close to kiss, you know, just to hug Him, you know. It's really like a personal, intimate contact with God. You know, the result of touching God is that you are filled with joy.
Amen.
Is that you're just bubbly.
Amen.
You're filled with life. You're filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, it's what powers our Christian life, right? Someone will come around and you just had a good morning revival time. And they'll be like, whoa, what's wrong with you? this is really even our gospel, you know, just being filled with life in the morning. And so Satan hates this. And so, you know, he'll try everything to replace God with something else. So touch blank, you know, touch your mood, you know, touch your problems, touch even good things, like touch your burdens for your friends. You know, all these things, they need to be taken care of. But first thing in the morning, we need to touch God,
yeah.
Right? We need to touch Him, right? And so, you know, after you touch God, then you can say, okay, now Lord, I have this problem. Now Lord, I have this friend, right? But you want to say, no, Satan. First thing in the morning, Lord, I want to touch You,
yeah.
Right? And so I have four keys or four general principles to help you to touch God in the morning. This is not all inclusive, but this is just from my experience. These are four helps. The first is if you ever don't know what to do to touch your spirit, you can start off by confessing to the Lord. I find that confessing to the Lord is the best way to get you into your spirit. You know, and when you're confessing, you're not focusing on your problems, but you're focusing on the efficacy of the Lord's blood and the power of His blood to completely cleanse you from every sin, right? Even your sinful nature, right? The Lord is your trespass and sin offering, right? Trespass is to deal with your sins. The sin offering is to deal with your sinful nature, right? So this is the surefire way, for me at least, to get into the Lord's presence. It's just to confess your sins. Even you can, I don't know, but confessing is filled with joy. Confessing is where the joy is at. This is a little secret. But the second principle is to be genuine before the Lord. You know, if you're going through a lot of things, right, and you meet a brother, and you just have a nice chit-chat with him, but none of the things in your heart gets released, can you really say you touched that brother that morning? It's kind of like you just brush by each other, but there's no contact, right? You know, because we're fallen, we can't be so open and so genuine with other people necessarily. But I hope we would learn to be genuine before God, right? To just pour out whatever is on your heart, whatever you're thinking, you know, God really knows it already. So, you know, there's a precious verse, John 4:24. It says, those who worship must worship in spirit and truthfulness, right? This word truthfulness is genuineness, right? So when we come to the Lord, we need to be genuine before Him. The third principle that I have is dependence, right? It's the, kind of like what this song is saying. Feed me, Lord Jesus. I need to depend on you for my food. I need to depend on you for my drink. Even depend on you for my living, for my character, for my X, Y, and Z, you know? Like, there's so many things that we just need to be dependent on the Lord for, right? Even for giving this message. Amen. The final principle I have for you all is, after you touch the Lord, stop. Stop your prayer. Because sometimes you can wander into, after you had a solid touch, okay? I'm not saying stop it before you had a solid touch. But there's another precious part, which is reading the Word, that you can miss out if you keep on praying. And so it's actually in the reading. You know, after you've gone, when you touch the Lord, stop and turn to the Word, right? And you know, you can wander in your prayer, but I really have to confess to the Lord that I haven't really explored this reading part. But I feel like there's so much in the Lord's Word that you can just get filled with more than just if you wander around in your prayer, praying for things, praying for people, but you know. And so anyways, Brother Tim will share something about prayer and further on the procedure.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, yeah, we're speaking about the procedures. You know, I'm not sure who gets excited about the procedures, right, to fellowship with God. But this is really helpful, actually. I just feel like getting into this, it's been so helpful. Actually, before I start, I just feel like, you know, weren't you saints touched last night? Oh, on the Lord's coming? And I felt like we made a real solid, practical connection there with not just being inspired by that, but how do we continue, how do we enter into that kind of preparation, is learning to have this time in the morning. And one thing that helped me, I just realizing, you know, I just say, there's something in my being. When I was listening, I was like in the back, but I was listening, and I was like, there's really something in my being that just responds to that. I was just like, Lord, I want to be such a person.
Amen.
Lord, oh Lord, you know, that just like was, you know, but I just realized, you can't just be a person like that. You know, whenever you hear a story about Emmy Barber, you know, turning the corner, I was like, Lord, that's the kind of person I want to be. But you have to realize, I was realizing, you become such a person.
Yeah.
Right? Actually, there's some quotes in ministry. These kind of people are produced.
Yeah.
They're produced. You don't just like, I like it, I just will be like that, you know? You become a person like that, not through your ability, but by morning revival, right? By being under the shining. So that was really helpful to me. As I was touched by that, I was like, Lord, make me such a person. But how do we become such a person is by, in a very consistent, normal way, we have a lot of time under the shining of the Lord. And gradually, we're transformed into such a person. So I just start that way. Lord, so this time in the morning, when we get into the procedures, it's really just to come under the Lord's shining. Come under the fellowship. And the one point I would say before I get into about the Word is just what has helped me a lot is just realizing the first thing we do is really just open our being to the Lord. That's really it. You know, whether we're calling, whether we're praying, in this reading it says it's best to begin by praying. That's right. But when we pray, we're really opening our being. It's this kind of a prayer that we're speaking of. And the way I was thinking about it is like, when I was a kid, I used to wake up late, you know, and so my mom, what she would do is she would come into my room and like open the blinds. Light would come in, okay, and that was not a good experience for me, but that's kind of our experience with the Lord in the morning. We had to open the blinds of our being, and that's actually, in one sense, I don't know, we get into requirements, we can do this and this, but we just are opening our being, you know. That's how I've been feeling the last few days. I'm like, Lord, just the blinds. I need to, so my mom can't open, I can't open the blinds for you. We have to get up out of bed and open the blinds. But the point is just to come under the shining of the Lord and to open our being to the Lord. Then we will have a good time This is really important, okay? So anyway, having said that, we were talking about, so we began to pray, we began to open to the Lord. Eventually, we learned to come to the Word. And I just hope we have an appreciation for the Word. The Word is, when I was studying this matter, one thing the ministry says is, the prayer and the Word, they're complementary. You have to, so we're learning to have both elements with the Lord. Actually, eventually it should make complete sense. It's not because you heard someone told you need to get into the Word to touch God. That's so obvious, you know, to us in our experience. We would feel that we're lacking something if we don't get into the Word. So I just point this, just bring this out to us that it's like walking, you know, it's like having two legs. So we pray and we have the Word. Like that's one, those are two legs. You can walk with one leg, right? You can do it, but it's not very efficient. It's not very practical. It's not the way you're supposed to walk. Right? So the way a Christian should, I think the title of this whole line is enjoyment of God in fellowship, right? How do we enjoy God in fellowship? In one sense, we learn to pray. In another sense, it's just the two legs. We pray and we get into the Word. Actually, these things are just the same thing, but just two sides. So I was just impressed. Lord, give me a fresh appreciation for your Word. So when I come to your Word, it's not like I prayed and now the next thing I'm supposed to do is the Word, but it's one person. It's one person. And it's very practical. Lord, I was really touched. I think a brother shared yesterday, in this response to the morning revival time that he wants to not have the morning revival to be a one-way conversation, right? That's all our experience. Lord, I don't want to just be talking to you. I want you to speak to me. I tell you, it's very hard to get speaking without the Word, right? So we can be pouring out, we can be opening, and that is good. And that is one half of our time with the Lord. Actually, this is a word to me because I'm still learning to get this appreciation of touching the Lord in the Word. But it's becoming more and more essential, I would say. Because then if I just pray, I just pour out, it's good, but there's just not that much substance. You just get that sense. So I just encourage you. You can read. The procedure is very good, I think. But the main elements, as I was reading, is basically pray and we have the Word. Amen. We have the Word and we have prayer. These are the main things. And you have time for something else, and you know that's good. But if you have this, we learn to open ourselves to just say, Lord, oh Lord, that's just opening our being. And then we come to the Word and we say, Lord, your Word is precious. I was reading something. It says the words of the Bible are, is God speaking to us. Is that insignificant? I just was thinking, it said the Bible is called the book and it's a book of words, but these are not man's words. These are God's words to us. Like in the last training, I was impressed. Genesis 1 and 2 are written very specifically and particularly for mankind. It's what God wants to communicate to man. So when we come to the Bible, it's like, this is like really special stuff. I don't know how to explain. So we take that word, we open to it, we pray to it. I think we all know, and there'll be more fellowship this week on particularly how we handle the Word. But I just wanted to impress you. I hope you're learning to have these two elements, a prayer and the Word. This is really the balanced, proper way to contact the Lord and enjoy the Lord in the mornings. I don't know.